On this blessed day, after we celebrated the 107th anniversary of the first apparition of Our Lady at Fatima, we have the Feast of several saints, and of course we continue, this being the fifth day of the Novena to the Holy Spirit. But the principal Mass of today in our Missal is that of the martyr, St. Boniface. And St. Boniface was living in the time of the Emperor Diocletian. He was in Asia Minor. He had become friends with somebody. He wasn't a Catholic to begin with, but he had become friends with somebody who was, and she converted him. So it's a lesson in the fact that regular Catholics can convert other people to the Catholic faith, to salvation. We are all supposed to lead others to salvation. And one of the things she wanted to do, it was her ambition in a sense, was to gather up as many relics of the saints, of the martyrs at that time. The only saints that there were martyrs. And of course there were oodles and oodles of them, which we have all over the world today, in all the altars throughout the world. And so Saint Boniface went east to gather relics of the saints. At the time that he was traveling to get these relics, which of course I'm sure he did find, they were taking other Catholics in chains to be slaughtered. And even though he was not a Catholic yet, he followed them and he kissed their chains as if they were relics too. And the governors noticed this, and so they condemned him to die with the martyrs. And of course, he received the sacraments before he was finally put to death. And so later on, his friend, and I don't remember her name, that had asked him to get the relics for her, she took him, and later on his relics were transferred to the Church of St. Alexis in Rome, where they are to this day. And so today we have this feast of St. Boniface, about whom we know next to nothing. In addition, we have the feast which several years ago was very popular all of a sudden. Things are such fads. The same people who were all hoopla about it probably don't even remember them. But it is the feast of St. Victor and St. Corona. And when we had that plandemic, the fake virus that was planned all over the place, they called it the coronavirus. And so everybody was praying to St. Corona. Now she's real. Not the virus, probably, but she was real. And her martyrdom, which both St. Victor and she were martyred, was that she was tied to two trees which were joined together. And after she was tied to them, the ropes were cut and she was scattered with the trees which were much stronger than she. So today is her feast as well. So today we have those and many other saints whom we celebrate. And in the Pauline Rite, today is the feast of St. Matthias, which we have already celebrated in the Gregorian Rite. But he is the promise and the foretaste of the future, that the Church is not just for the time of Christ, not just for the first century, but all the way to the end of time. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.